Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new show, Patty Stanger, the matchmaker. Patty Stanger, welcome to the show, Patty. How you been?
Hi, Mario. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Congrats on the new show.
Thank you.
How does this version work?
It's so different. I mean, it's got elements of Millionaire Matchmaker, which is on Netflix right now. Mm-hmm. But the CW came to me and they're like, people are just messed up post-pandemic. We're in a love pandemic. How do you fix this? So we break people's patterns. We bring in experts. We do tasks. They get one date at the end. And the stories are really compelling. They're regular people. They're not. You don't have to be a millionaire anymore.
There you go.
Really interesting.
Definitely, you're able to cast a wider net. That's for sure.
Way wider net.
And your new sidekick is former Bachelor Nick Vial, right? What's his role on the show?
Yeah, I was a real fan of his podcast. I liked the way he was on the women's side for getting men to treat women better.
Okay.
So I invited him on and he brought a couple of his friends on. He's a little more mellower than me. As you know, I'm a little bit out of the box, but
okay.
I didn't tone it back. I threw only two people got thrown out of the house. Just two.
Only two.
But
it was
fun to have him. Yeah.
And are there any celebrities you're helping out this season or are they all
civilians? No, it's only a few. We have Gigi and Reza brought Gigi on who are there. My friends from Bravo, from Shaw's of Sunset. That was last week. You can watch the re-air by downloading the CW app. It's free. But we've got an NFLer at the end of the season. You know, I'm a big fan of the NFL. They really built Millionaire Matchmaker for me. Then we have Vicky Gunnarsson who comes on as an expert. She's going to teach women how to level up and get better men. Because she got a better man.
Okay.
And then we have Jeff Lewis, my best friend, who basically brings on Shane, his assistant, to be fixed up.
Okay.
Yeah. But everybody else is pretty normal, like in regular. So.
Got it. And how would you say the dating scene has changed in the last, I don't know, 5-7 years?
It sucks.
Why?
It sucks.
Why?
It sucks because, like, there are very few gentlemen that go up and walk up to a woman and say, I'd like to ask you out. You're beautiful. And no one's asking anyone out. I'm not saying that we have the apps. The biology hasn't changed, just the technology. But everybody's like sitting at home, not going out, not meeting anyone, not communicating, not looking up from their phones. They are so disconnected. And this younger generation is so screwed. I mean, they're worse than we were because they don't eat. They're going to date AI. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be an AI world.
That is scary when you think about it. So what kind of women are guys looking for, would you say, these days?
You know, I think the guys are looking for a woman that appreciates them. That's, you know, other than hot and half their age, right? Appreciates them. But then the women, right. And
it's a trifecta.
Yeah, right. You know, a lot of them. I watch you. So the men, you know, it's kind of like we want water seeks its own level. As you age up, you get tired, you know, like we saw in The Golden Bachelor, like whether or not it's true, the city situation, people don't want to travel. They want to be with the person they want, and they couldn't agree on that. So they're kind of lazy right now. Everyone's kind of lazy. Like if I live in the Valley, right?
Yeah.
I want to date in the Valley. Like they don't want to go to the West Side.
Right.
And in New York, you know, Soho doesn't want to go to Brooklyn. Like it's kind of like we used to travel to get love. There was no love had no borders. It's like we found the right person. It was the right person. So I think there's a lot of laziness going on.
That's really sad. I'm sort of happy I'm locked down
I was telling the crew the other day how you gave the best engagement ring I had ever seen of any celebrity.
Is that right?
Yes, it was round. It was like my dream ring when she got it. And she put it. I was like, oh my God, Mary has such good taste.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. You got to tell that story again on Access.
I will tell it on Access.
Oh, you're the best. And is this true? You say there's no good men in LA? I can see that.
Yes. they're kind of children. They're kindergarteners. That's if you're 60, you still want 25 and you're not going, you know, water's not seeking its own level. Then they're like expecting the women to slip into the DMs. I'm not going to put Nick down, but his fiance, who he had a baby with, did slip in his DMs. And she was in North Carolina and said, pick me, and saw him on The Bachelor and was like gaga. So we just saw Keanu Reeves' girlfriend propose. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm just saying like, what happened to the alpha? Where did he go? What city did he move to? Because we're going there.
I agree with you. Everyone talks about this toxic masculinity. And listen, there's something to be said maybe for the toxicity, but the masculine part you can't do away with.
No.
You do need those alpha males.
Every girl needs that.
I agree.
I see them all moving to Austin and Florida. Can we have some in LA, you know?
I'm with you. And you mentioned the Golden Bachelor's demise a little earlier.
I was upset about that for them. Yeah.
You know, I was kind of surprised only because when you're at least theoretically, when you're a little older, you feel like you got your act together, you know what you want. You're not kind of really going to play these games. And I guess that didn't really change. It kind of just went through the motions. And they even did a Family Feud episode together.
I haven't seen that. Did you see that already?
No, but it's going to air. But they had already had been broken up prior to that. So they were kind of sort of in on it. In cahoots. I was just sort of surprised. But yeah, were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised he liked the Jewish girl. Like the brother was like a rabbi or something. And he said, don't hurt my sister. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I was like, okay, now you switch to Teresa because she has more money. What is that about? It was a weird kind of connection. I think ABC did an amazing job. Because it shows that older people are going to watch TV. So the Golden Bachelorette is going to be even better. 25 men vying for one woman. I cannot wait. I'm going to be like, you know, like that. However, they didn't do anything wrong. You know, you can't make two people stay together. And when the cameras go away, they have to realize real life sets in, you know?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I don't think they understand. They get so hyped up because they're so sequestered. And then it's like, oh, wah, 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 you know, where are we going to live?
Right.
Like, he couldn't say, I'll move to Jersey. Yeah. I'm from Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hello.
Jersey's cool.
Seriously.
I'm with you. I'm with you right there. Yeah. What about your own life? Anyone special at the moment? Or?
Oh, my God. Mary, I need you to fix me up. I'm single right now.
I'm a pretty good matchmaker
myself,
by the way.
I broke up with my boyfriend right before I shot the show.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And are you seeing anyone just casually or are you just very single?
No, I'm full on single.
All right, fun. All right, well, we'll talk later.
Okay, all right.
Sounds good. Congratulations on everything. And listen, you can watch Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker, Thursdays on The CW. Patty, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks so much for having me.
You got it. All right, sweetie, I'll see you later.
See you. See you later.
Okay, bye. Okay.
On with Mario Lopez.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.